The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home, your world is limitless.
And a very good morning to you. It's Oliver Callan here in for Ryan on Wednesday, the 5th of August. Our tricks today, do keep in touch. The text is 51551 and the email is ryan@rte.ie. Whether you're on your Leithéidh Thíre or your Eigubber or you're just floating about on the wind, share your interesting thoughts with the nation this morning. We have until 10 o'clock for the fun and games. It was 20 degrees in Dublin at 7 o'clock this morning, so it's a hot and humid one. And you heard in the news there, it's going to be sunny everywhere by this afternoon, so that's something to look forward to. There is a heat wave, I believe, coming in across Europe anyway, later in the week. Up to 40 degrees, they say, in Italy. 35, the high 30s in Britain, which is yuck. But not so bad for Ireland. I think we're going to get low 20s on Saturday and on Sunday. So it'll be a weekend of patios and Pinot Grigio, or if you're in South Dublin, I suppose, verandas and takeout from Cavistons. Now, there is an irony, I think, in the British and Irish newspapers this morning, because obviously the newspapers here decrying and despairing over that decision to keep the pubs shut, and most of the pubs anyway, while in Britain the headline says, close the pubs and shops to reopen the schools. That's the UK's government plan there, that if there is another lockdown, this time the priority will be schools, and they're going to keep them open and close the pubs. And it's interesting because in England, the pubs are all open there. We call them wet pubs if they don't serve food. There's no substantial meal rules or anything like that, and just social distancing, and they can meet in groups of up to six people. So, you know, your heart goes out to the family pubs who have been holding out all these weeks, and the amount of money they've spent and preparation they had, hoping that August 10th was going to be the second date that they would get. But their hopes are dashed. And dare I say it, it's not really exactly or specifically explained why the foodie ones can open without contributing to outbreaks while the others are shut. But anyway, let's hope the government gets creative. On this subject, it's interesting because obviously the US is a hotspot for the virus, and LA, Los Angeles, was in particularly big trouble. But shutting bars in LA, according to the LA Times, has finally begun to drive down the number of severe coronavirus cases in California, which was the first US state to register 500,000 infections. The public health director for Los Angeles County said, simply put, closing the bars worked, and they closed it 3 or 4 weeks ago. And it's made a huge difference. So that debate's just going to go on and on. There's no wet pubs, but we can still enjoy our holidays wherever you are. I was talking to someone yesterday who were telling me they saw the most amazing sight in Ireland that they've ever seen. New to them, but not to people in Donegal. Slieve League Cliffs. I have to say, it wasn't totally familiar. The highest accessible sea cliffs in Europe. I think that's a bit of a terms and conditions applying there. They claim in Donegal that they're not as famous as the Cliffs of Moher, but they are three times the height of the Cliffs of Moher. So, you know, Slieve League Cliffs, they make Cliffs of Moher just sort of Mickey Mouse cliffs. That's in southwest Donegal. That's where they all sound like Daniel there. Not to be confused with North Donegal, where they sound far more clipped up there. And there are Slieve League boat tours. So that's your holiday hot tip for today. And who cares if it rains? Maybe we like the misery, as the poet Mrs. Doyle once said. Now, as we said yesterday, it is compulsory to mention Paul Mescal from Normal People. I don't need to say where he's from. Everyone knows where he's from now. And he is duly on page 3 of the Irish Daily Mail. Good sport Paul's not short of generosity. Ronan Smith is writing that Normal People hunk Paul Mescal set social media alight when he displayed his bulging thighs in a pair of flimsy blue GAA shorts. Very racy language for this hour of the morning. But now admirers can get their hands on the famous training attire his character Connell wore in the hit show, thanks to a charity auction. So they're going to auction off Connell's shorts as worn. This is the GAA scenes in the series. And I think they might have missed the story here in the Mail, because while everyone's been talking about the tiny, teeny O'Neill shorts, you can clearly see from the picture that these are Intersport, Elvery's Intersport shorts in Roscommon colours. Also on the auction, which is for the Jack and Jill Foundation, it's taking place, by the way, online from Friday, the 21st of August, at 10 o'clock in the morning, until Friday, for a full week, jackandjill.ie, you can look up there. But also on sale, Bono has donated a vintage bottle of wine, which he has signed. And yeah, it looks very, very nice, but it's a Lynch badge, very expensive. Signed or defaced, you know, that could be a debate. I'll go to the Examiner now, and there's a story from Yall, or as some people in that area call it, Yahal, and it's about statues. And we know that putting up statues is may not be the best idea in the world. But anyway, there's finally been a Moby Dick statue, and Yall's been trading off Moby Dick for many years. 1954 was the year Gregory Peck landed to film the Hollywood version of Moby Dick, Herman Melville's famous novel, the Great American Novel, as they call it. And they've unveiled a new monument on Yall's Market Square, Quayside, and features the whale's doomed and demented nemesis Ahab, harpoon in hand, at the helm of his ship, the Pequod. Now, people in Cork might be upset to hear that the statue, the monument, is cut from Kilkenny limestone. The statue and plinth weighed almost 2 tonnes. Kilkenny limestone in Cork, as if to insult them even more, because Cork had the most All-Irelands for many, many years. And Kilkenny has that victory parade now. What is it, 36, doesn't it, versus Cork's 30 All-Irelands? By the way, on the subject of statues, because I see below that story in the Irish Examiner, Victoria Road in Cork City, is being the signs for Victoria Road being vandalised. And there's been a long campaign for years to try and have them rename the Victoria Road, because the Famine Queen, as they call her. And somebody defaced the Victoria Monument in Dunleary, And later this year, Roger Casement, a statue to Roger Casement, is going to be raised in Dunleary, because he was born in Sandy Cove, so kind of halfway between in Scotsman's Bay. And it's a gorgeous statue. You should check it out, because the statues go, there have been some dodgy ones, hasn't there, been around the place? I think Limerick actually has a bad record. Isn't there a bad Terry Wogan and a Richard Harris recently? But the Roger Casement one is about 8 metres tall. So it's a very, very good one. And I don't think you could remove all the features of British occupation really in Ireland, can you, over those 800 years? You'd be knocking down probably the GPO as well, if you were to be very strict about it. Anyway, we'll move on from that topic because I want to talk about penguins. Very important. The Irish Sun tells us today that the penguin numbers have been boosted, not the chocolate bar, not to be confused. Some 11 new colonies of emperor penguins have been discovered in the Antarctica following a study using satellite mapping technology. So it's kind of high resolution. They've been able to see penguin colonies that they didn't know existed, and they are an endangered species. So they're delighted, the penguin people, that they've spotted new ones. So all around Antarctica now, there are penguins. Actually, that's got me thinking now about the penguin chocolate bar, which has never been a huge fan. It's like, it's really just a bourbon cream covered in cooking chocolate, isn't it? 51551 is the text if you disagree with that. By the way, apparently the tallest cliffs in Ireland, Ted in Cork is already in on the text. The tallest cliffs in Ireland are in Achill Island on the northwest coast, but less visible than Slieve League. Yes, I think it's the accessibility of Slieve League. And also I think people might argue that the cliffs of Moher are a lovely big straight, you know, 90 degree angle off the sea, whereas Slieve League, they're kind of leaning over, you know, like a Donegal lad who's listening to someone talking about puke football, kind of leaning over, you know, leaning disgruntled. Hi, Oliver. My 16-year-old daughter and I are watching Paul Mescal in the series The Deceived on Channel 5 every night this week. The 16-year-old is happy anyway. Yes, this is the series that nobody seems to know. Not many people in Ireland seem to be talking about, because it's Channel 5. Can you even get Channel 5 anymore? Because Lisa McGee, the creator of Derry Girls, wrote the series, and it's the thing that Paul Mescal filmed after Normal People, but it's going out every night this week since Monday, 4-part series. And I must look it up, see if Channel 5 have a player thing. Hi, Oliver. Elvery's Intersport are Mayo sponsors. O'Neill's make the kit. Well, is it really? Well, it's Paul Mescal, you know, his local team. It's not a Mayo jersey he's wearing now, so there's a bit of confusion there. And I think Elvery's Intersport, we have to get to the bottom of that. We'll have to investigate that. But it's definitely Intersport that's on the shorts that are up for auction for the Jack Jill Foundation. Now, two heroes. Irish Daily Star tells us that a hero Gardaí stop a house going up in flames. What happened here? Well, the guards have been praised for their heroism after entering a family's burning home and helped to extinguish a fire which started after a chip pan went ablaze. This story by David Raleigh praises the fire went off in Brough in County Limerick. And first on the scene was Garda Noel Fitzgerald, who was on duty viewing CCTV footage of the station when she heard very distressed crying sounds of a baby coming from a nearby house through an open window. So she rushed to the house and they saved and everyone's rescued. chip pan. It's very 1980s cause of a fire, isn't it? Maybe someone was doing some retro cooking, but all's well that ends well, thanks to the heroic Gardaí who are on the scene. Now, and also in a heroic tale from Scotland, a cat went missing on a Scottish holiday 12 years ago. And the Davies family lost their little cat, Georgie, on a trip to Loch Lomond. But the microchip scan revealed the cat's identity 12 years later. It's funny they didn't think to scan the microchip. Anyway, what happened? Georgie spent October half-term in 2008 with her owners in a campsite, but vanished when they were due to return home. They searched the site and then they just left without the cat, hoping that the three-year-old microchipped feline would be located by someone. Well, it was, but 12 years later. Because the cat stayed around the Queen Elizabeth Forest Park site and was cared for by campsite staff and holidaymakers. And eventually they woke up and said, we might as well scan this little cat and tell the owners. And the owners said, we're delighted, but changes in our family's circumstance mean there will be no reunion. So there's no cat. There's no cat there. So basically they abandoned the cat. They hate the cat. The cat hates them. They drove it to Scotland, abandoned it, hoping, thinking that Scotland would just kill it, deep fry it and batter. But lo and behold, the cat pops up 12 years later and they just give it the middle finger. And nobody scanned the cat either. So you're wondering what was going on. Can you bring a cat on holidays? That's a kind of, that's a coronavirus question now, isn't it? Because there was a cat last week tested positive. Now the text 51551, a lot of anger about the Penguin Bar. Your description, the Penguin Bar, penguins, is way off. It's a far more refined and elegant, a true classic of our time. Really? New emperor penguin colonies were found by using satellites to find their poo. Yes, apparently they gather in groups for long periods and the resultant dirt can be seen by satellite. So there, yeah, nature is beautiful, but also very, very smelly, let's face it. Now, speaking of something that stinks, Trump has had another virus side chat, which I think is what Stephen Colbert, the talk show host, is calling them. He's also said the coronavirus is spreading like Trump's backside on a lawn chair. So get a good visual image of that. Anyway, here's the big fella himself floundering in his latest floundering interview, trying to explain the disaster away.
Well, right here, the United States is lowest in numerous categories. We're lower than the world.
Lower than the world?
Lower than Europe.
In what? In what?
Take a look. Right here. Here's case death.
Oh, you're doing death as a proportion of cases. I'm talking about death as a proportion of population.
Yeah, so you're doing the stats as a suture. And it's kind of unusual that Trump sat there and he's throwing his papers around and the reporters is taking the mick out of him. And usually he storms out at that point, but he didn't. And Julia Louis-Dreyfus, that's the star of Veep, has been mocking that interview, saying, God, I wish this was just a dumb show like ours. But no, fortunately it's real. And I mean, it's just he's in a lot of difficulty. He's behind Biden in the polls, the swing states. He's even doesn't have as much money. He's spent a lot of money as well. So, I mean, if you were Joe Biden's campaign manager, you would just say, do an end to Kenny in 2011. Just disappear. Don't show up. Don't show your face. Don't let anyone know what you're up to. They're not voting for you. Maybe they're just voting to get rid of the other lot. Now, also on the Trump story. No, we'll move on from Trump. That's enough of that for this morning. Because on Netflix, we've seen, or Irish people have spotted, the butchering of another Irish place name. And there's been a lot of butchering of Irish place names in movies and TV shows over the years. Hilary Swank's attempt at pronouncing Dunleary, in fairness, not a lot of people can pronounce it here either, Dunleary, was absolutely butchered in P.S. I Love You. And the latest muck-up is of an Irish location discovered by Twitter user Absolute Hunzo, also known as Robin, after watching the Netflix series Atypical. It's a coming-of-age series following 18-year-old Sam Gardner, who has autism spectrum disorder. So the scene in question is all about where Ernest Shackleton was born. We know the place as Athy, County Kildare, but what does it sound like on Netflix?
February 15th, 1874. In Kilkea, near Athy, County Kildare, Ireland.
Athy Kildare. She's nearly right in the Irish bit, though, isn't she? Kildare. Anyway, that's the Netflix series and the latest butchering Spitting Image is returning. Lots of people appearing in that as well. Boris Johnson, Dominic Cummings, they're going to be the star of that. That's going to be on BritBox after running originally for 18 series between 84 and 96. But who else is going to be on it? They've announced Donald Trump, obviously. Beyonce, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Is that Harry and Meghan? Yes. Vladimir Putin, Bernie Sanders. I don't know why they put Bernie in there. Elon Musk and James Corden will get the satirical treatment, and the puppets look every bit as grotesque as they always did. Over the years. Anyway, the text is 51551. The email is ryan@rte.ie, and it's 20 past nine, so we'll take a tune. That's what it's called. It's Not Living If It's Not With You. That's the 1975. A nice little mellow tune to settle you in for the day and look ahead to what we hope is a summery afternoon. Now, the texts remain open. 51551. We've an email to ryan@rte.ie. Oliver, I wouldn't thank you for a penguin. Your description is perfect. It's a fancy bourbon cream. Well, I wouldn't give her a United bar or a three-fingered pink wafer snack. I know you can get knockoff pink snacks in German supermarkets. No, they're not the same. Not the same. They always get rid of the good stuff. Sake, says Lisa in an email. Yeah, I miss the, you know, the foil on the blue snack bars or the club milk where you were able to slide them. It's all gone now, isn't it? We can't have anything nice. Even the Kit Kats, they still have foil, but the paper bit is glued. So you can't have that. You have to, you know what I mean. Anyway, move on. Here's another email. Dear Mr. Callan. Ooh, it's going to be a serious one. I feel obliged to caution the nation of the greatest demise about to befall the educational system in Ireland in over 100 years. The tragedy I speak of is the death of that fabled piece of work readily awaited by schools and teachers alike, the descriptive narrative of that most precious time, the English composition, the essay, What I Did in My Summer Holidays. It's been changed forever. So much had been discussed on the readiness of schools to reopen in September, the protocols for children arriving at school, the drop-off by parents, the meet and greet, the journey to the classroom, the interaction, the breaks, and the classroom setting itself, but they're missing the most important point of all. We should all take a moment to reflect on the most critical milestone in every child's education. Every child in Ireland has a right to have their own Holliers recorded for posterity. Their right to write their own What I Did in My Summer Holidays and to have it read aloud for all to share. We've had more than enough nonsense over the last 4 weeks to last us a lifetime. What with 9 euro packs of crisps, Magaluffing in Cork and all that carry on over tampons on the telly. Let's put an end to it now once and for all. And please wake up. Stand up for your tradition, what's sacred and holy. Let Ireland's children go back to school, assured in confidence, knowing that they too will be given the opportunity to tell us and write what they did on their summer holidays. Let's do it together. Protect our children's education. Hashtag What I Did in My Summer Holidays. I remain respectfully yours, Michael. Yeah, so that's obviously about that very passionate appeal on how to save the Leahan Tosaigh essay when they get back. How they're going to do it. Is it going to detail holidays? Is it going to detail everything that they've done since March, since the holidays kind of started, even pre-St. Patrick's Day? Let us know if you have any thoughts on that. The text 51551. The email is ryan@rte.ie. We'll take a break.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. Let me go to some of your texts on 51551. Someone says, sounds like a bit of a sociopath to me. That's in relation to Peter Sellers, but that's probably a diagnosis you can't make in retrospect. I hated him. Could not see the comedy in Peter Sellers at all, says this texter, which is obviously the subjectivity of comedy, isn't it? And you hear critics sometimes saying that's not funny. And I always, particularly in relation to people, the divisive comedians like Ricky Gervais and Mrs. Brown's Boys, if somebody somewhere is laughing, you can't say it's not funny because somebody finds it funny. The Party was a better film than Pink Panther, says this texter. Actually, The Party, probably not one that would stand the test of time because he plays an Indian character, is it, in it. And he does, you know, he does that voice which you can't do anymore. John on his way out was actually saying there's a doc called The Ghost of Peter Sellers about a film he abandoned in the early 70s with Spike Milligan, which shows a truer picture of the man. Or you can watch Geoffrey Rush in The Life and Death of Peter Sellers, but that doesn't go very deep. It's gone. It's coming up to 5 to 10, so we better take a bit of music. So music, can't speak French. Girls Aloud. And God, we had a great discussion about how to pronounce girls around the country. The girls allowed was Derry, and there was someone texting from Cavan who had a really bizarre version of Gaels or Girdles or Girdles. And more texts on Peter Sellers. 51551. Sellers was great in I'm All Right Jack as a shop steward, says Mike in Letterkenny. Great to hear about Sellers. The Goon Show is still aired regularly on BBC Radio 4 Extra. Thanks for playing a clip, says Sue. This texter, Rita, says Peter Sellers died on the same day as my father. He had this scene, "Nice dog, does your dog bite?" Yes, we played that clip. It's Inspector Clouseau from The Return of the Pink Panther. And Father Jack Hackett has parallels with Chauncey Gardner, who's the character in Being There, says Brian Griffin and Liz Canner. Maybe, yeah. I mean, I don't think they worshipped Father Jack for his little exclamations. On that summer Leinthesira essay to Michael, this year, the title should be "What I Didn't Do on My Summer Holidays." That's an email in there from Louise. You could be dead right. The text is 51551. We'll take a break. Now, we've about a minute left so we can get through some of the text flowing on very important issues. Have you noticed the wrapper on the yellow snack bar has now got a worrying amount of purple on it? Well, they might be happy about that in Yellow Belly Country down in Wexford. The purple and I can't think of it right now. The pandemic will allow school-going children to explore another genre of writing, fiction, says Eugene. That's in relation to summer holidays. Oliver, my favourite butchering of Irish words was again Hilary Swank in Million Dollar Baby. God, she has form. P.S. I love you now, Million Dollar Baby. Do you remember the line, "You're my mucushla"? Oh, so she's doing the double muh there. My mucushla. Great film, though, says Fiona in Clontarf. I couldn't agree more, actually. That's a Clint Eastwood classic before he got a bit ropey there, didn't he? Hi, Oliver. This is in relation to the cat that was in Scotland and wasn't brought home. Hi, Oliver. We used to bring our beautiful black cat Bobby with us on holidays to Kerry every year for 15 years. He'd have his daily walk on a lead. He loved it, says Helen in Cork. And we leave you that image of the cat on a lead. A Cork cat, a rebel red cat on holidays in Kerry on a leash on him. It's 10 o'clock today with Sarah McInerney is coming up next.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.